Were they requesting a check now or just before the contract's awarded?
You'd have to read the...
It read, and I think that was confusing.
You have it right there, Randy.
The one of the conversations I had with Beth, they wanted the money before it's actually advertised, put out for advertisement for bid. They wanted the funding all in place. Now, what that specific date is, I'm not sure. But
is that the agreement?
Right.
What the last time we talked about it, we were looking at that.
And this is what we had last time.
Yes.
There was a, on our part, there was confusion with the fact that they wanted to check before we started, and there was no consideration for in-kind services. If that portion of it's cleared up, because their concern was to put it out for bid. They didn't know how much actual in-kind material would be furnished by the county. And we were kind of left in the dark. Beth has visited with us about this. I called her. I've talked to her about it. But then I knew she couldn't make the meeting because there was an email sent out to us saying that she had prior obligation. So I don't know whether there's anything we can answer according to that.
I think we're waiting on confirmation on if we can apply more towards that like-kind contribution and not write a check for $519,000. So that's where we're at.
Well, these two are meeting with MoDOT, the project manager for the bridge project, this afternoon to get some of the technical stuff figured out so we can kind of finalize our contract, and we'll, if you guys bring it up with them. And then our concern is, per our original schedule in the grant application, is preliminary plans we had scheduled to be done in January. So obviously we're falling behind on this thing already. So if they bid let the bridge in April, we need to get rolling pretty quick.
Right.
I guess something the commission needs to look at is, what are we willing to do?
Yeah. Well, what we had talked about too, just between us, is even if the in-kind isn't necessarily in the agreement up front, we can put it in the special conditions that the contractor's supposed to get fill material from whatever site you guys have or something like that, to where that should reduce the cost of the project when it's actually bid. So you maybe wouldn't see the savings in the agreement, but if the bids come in lower, you see half the savings there too.
But so, I said we'd see half the savings because they'd get half of the savings. They'd get half of our benefit for having a like kind.
Yep.
That's not a very good deal.
What he's saying is the total cost of the project being bid with us furnishing the like kind services.
We're only getting half of the value.
We're only getting half the value of our in-kind services versus the fact that we originally had discussed this and talked about us providing the fill for part of our, which when we receive and write a check for $519,000, is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what you're asking
for. Okay. Yes. When we write that check for $519,000, then we can save a lot of money for the state by providing the fill and save the county money because we have the equipment and the ability to provide.
Is your thinking you just want to have the fill available, or do you actually want to haul it to the site and have it on the site for them? Or?
Well, we would furnish the fill to the site.
Okay.
And that...
That'd
be part of our in-kind. We've done that on other projects with the state, the V Highway project, where we furnished all the fill that went into that project, saved MoDOT hundreds of thousands of dollars for us to do that. and that was an in-kind service also. So there is a contract available that you might look at and see that that's what we want to do.
Yep.
I'd have to look back and see when we done that. Maybe 2009 or 10?
That was 2007.
Seven?
We done the BB. Okay. That was a little different project. We partnered with MoDOT. I mean, MoDOT's actual crews and our crews, it was no contractor involved there where this would be contracted. I don't know if there would be differences there. I mean, we do have fill available if it tests to be comparable what they want here. I don't know exactly what they're
doing. You think that that MoDOT's going to contract this project out, and that would be a question for Beth, versus their participation in building the roundabout if we use the fill? I don't know what they're going to contract.
Last time we talked to MoDOT about it, what the plan was is that they're going to bid the bridge project, and then if we get this design done in time, they'll actually do it as the roundabout change order into the bridge contract.
So
it'll be that same contract.
Be the same contractor
that
then.
That was the plan, yeah.
Okay.
Because they're going to have to make these intersection improvements anyway as part of that bridge contract, so they just kind of change it around.
As part of the commission now, and which I go off at the first of the year, but as part of the commission now, it is my understanding that we want to proceed, but we need a more clear vision of what MoDOT expects from us other than just handing them a $519,000 check. And that's the way that I feel. I don't know. I presume as we've got this far in this conversation, that's the way the commission feels. But we're not, I mean, I guess we're in the negotiating part of this thing. We'll have a new commissioner sitting here, and she'll be one probably to be signing most of the paperwork at that time. So is that the way that you might feel on that to proceed with this roundabout project?
Well, I am concerned right now is the way I understand it is that check is they're to receive it no later than 12 weeks before the project is bid. Are we talking about the bid? The original bid gets in with that other, so we're really on a time-sensitive situation. So yeah, we need to get with them, and whether or not they'll accept our fill, because that's the way that I understood is whether or not that they were comfortable with our fill.
There's
so we've got 12 weeks prior to the project being let out for bids when they, or it says the check will, if it's not received to the, then if they fail, then the commission's under no obligation to proceed with it.
It's null and void. The whole project of the roundabout is null and void at that time, is what I read in an email or in this paperwork. So
time sensitive in a meeting with them.
Like I said, we can talk to them this afternoon. The people we're talking with this afternoon aren't the funding people, so I don't know that we're going to get very far. But if nothing else today, we just kind of want to try to keep this ball rolling, and we need to get the answer pretty soon.
I guess your direct conversation, if I could put it this way, your direct conversation should be with Beth and see if we can proceed with us providing the fill. Now, this fill situation and what they wrote in this letter has nothing to do, because they have people like Pomeroy Parish, or they have people that are do that compact work and make sure that everything's right. It's not a matter of us going in there and dumping a bunch of fill that's not a standard for them. It is all done through the engineering process. So, what do you think we need to maybe, since we're meeting this week with the budget and things like that, that we need to schedule this meeting with Beth and get this ironed out if they'll give us a rebate on the amount of fill that we stick in there per load for what they're going to ask for the 119 is what they're estimating. Half of the cost is if they'll refund us for the fill, no matter what, we, if we can put it in there for 125 or 200,000, if they'll rebate us the rest of the amount, well then, I'd be willing to do that, and it'd be a great deal for Taney County. But we had to find out if they're willing to refund a percentage of the project. The total thing in government is we don't want to just pay everybody every dime that they estimate that they think something's worth if there's money to be saved. And MoDOT, us being accepted into this project, I think says something for Taney County and our ability to work with government agencies. The fact that they approved us, there was only a few in the state that they approved, and this was one of them.
Okay, we'll talk to them this afternoon, like I said, see if we can find anything out for you, and then if nothing else, have them set up another meeting with you guys, or you guys set up with them, whichever.
Talk to Beth and see if we can get something scheduled rather quickly.
Our intention from our meeting with MoDOT staff this afternoon is to get clarifications on some of the expectations and responsibility in terms of, with this being a project of Missouri DOT, you know, they're administered by MoDOT, that there are certain things that we'll come to expect that will be provided by MoDOT. So those are the things that we're trying to get concurrences on so that we can adjust our proposal to the county accordingly. We want to make sure that, you know, we don't duplicate, or we want to make sure that we have the right proposal amount to the county for consideration.
That's part of, you mentioned geotech, that's part of it, is are they expecting us to do our own geotech like we normally would on one of our projects, or since they already have a project there, are they doing that? And kind of some overlap of some of the studies and things like that. We're trying to figure out how much they can do that we can cut out of our scope. And
cut the cost.
On the engineering.
Yeah, right. Cut the cost on the engineering factor.
Fully understand, you know, your the concerns and the driver behind some of your points, and
right,
understanding that we're trying to do the same thing as well.
Right.
Okay. Well, we'll let you know what we find out this afternoon and go from there.
Right. And it, you know, in the winter months, it's a great time for Road and Bridge to participate in a project like this with fill. That can be, if we can get an agreement, they can start with whatever fill we have proposed, we start dumping it, getting it in location down there. And even on days where they're not doing another county project, they can be working on that. So that's one thing to use when you make a presentation to MoDOT, is the fact that I'm sure we'll be complete. We can complete our part quicker than they can contract it out and complete theirs.
Danny keeps on talking about fill. Is there any other in-kind contribution we can provide?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't. With all of our projects we've got coming on, I don't think we're
right
on us on the project building it. I mean, that's where a contractor comes in doing that part. I mean, if we can provide material, that's going to be the in-kind.
Yeah, and guardrail and stuff like all that, and the strapping and all that, that's all to their. We wouldn't want to be responsible for that in the first place. So,
does it end up being theirs to maintain after it's all said and done?
Yeah.
The only thing they did bring up at one of our previous meetings was, if you wanted to set the roundabout up, which right now our preliminary design just has it as concrete, similar to the one over on in Branson across the bridge. But if you wanted to make it a roundabout, like what's in front of Skaggs with a grass center and some kind of sign or something, the city or the county